sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus for Harav Yechezkel Eliyahu ben Harav Yoshua and for Reb Yisrael Tzvi ben Reb Tzadok. We're going to be discussing the chiyuv of Tfilas Kelim based on a tshuva of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and his Har Tzvi in Yoredei and Siman Kuftes. He writes that Zekatesha Shanim Avru Miyomashir Zachinu Liros Chazdei Hashem Yizbarach. 9 years have passed. We saw the kindness of God, that most of Eretz Yisrael was captured from the hands of the Goyim, and Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces, captured much of the booty of the enemies, including many clay seuda, and they were able to do Hagala and or Libun, whatever the Kli needs, and kasher the clay kelim. Now the shaila is, what about tevila? Are they chayiv in tevila? We know we do Hagala if there's blias, if they absorbed unkosher food, but what about tevila? We know that when you kone a Kli from a goy, you have to be toivel the Kli. So here they were kone the kelim from a goy, so maybe they're chayiv in tevila. Makes sense, right? So some people want a tiny nail, that since officially the Medinas Yisrael, the Mishelis Yisrael, doesn't want to change the laws of Bailus of the Arabs, so this is still considered enemy property. Maybe it's not ours, and it's not Chayev in Tevila, because it still belongs to the Goyim. Would Kalim that belong to the Goyim aren't Chayev in Tevila? However, Frank says that this explanation doesn't really fly in my eyes, because let the government say whatever they want to say. Lemaisa, we had a Torah's Kibush Mulchama. We conquered these Kalim in war, and they're ours. They belong now. They used to belong to the Goyim. They belong to the Jews now. Fair and square. So we have to be tovel them. However, there's another kasha, and that is what the Hagoyin Rav Meir Don Me Ostrov brings the kasha of the Mefarshim. Why we weren't chayev in Tfilas Kelim in the Milchama of Sichon and Og? Only by Klei Midyan we were chayev in Tfilas Kelim, but not by the Milchama of Sichon and Og earlier. So the Ramban asks the kasha. Ramban asks, V'hizhir, Parshas Matos, V'hizhir roisam ata v'agolas Klei Midyan, V'isser agoyim, only now by Klei Midyan they were warned to do Hagala, but not by Sichon and Og. Ki Sichon Og, very simple. Sichon and Og, they were Amorite kings, and their Eretz is part of Nachlas Yisrael. And we were allowed to get their booty, even the Yisurim. It says, "Bebatim aleim kol tuv asher lo milaisa." And the rabbis say, "Kadli dechizri yeshderul." Even chazir, even unkosher food. In other words, here it's part of the war effort. They're even allowed to have the unkosher food. So that's when it comes to Sichon and Og, since that's part of Eretz Yisrael on the Eivar Yarden side. So that is when it comes to Sichon and Og. But now when it comes to Midyan, lo amishelahem, lo chosatim aklin kom nekamasam. So that didn't belong, Midyan didn't belong to the Jews, to Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, they had no heter of eating on kosher food. They just were taking nekama. And Memela, there's no heter of the Yisurim and the Kli, Kalim. So when it comes to Sichon and Og, the Kalim are mutter, they're allowed to even on kosher food, they're allowed to eat when they're capturing Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have to worry about the Bliyas and the Kalim. But when it comes to Melchemes Midyan, there we have to worry about the Bliyas in the Kalim, and that's why it was only commanded afterwards by Midyan and not earlier by Sichon and Og. So the kasha is, it's very good by the dinam of Hagalav, removing the unkosher absorbed the unkosher food that had been absorbed into the Kalim. But Vusken Zogin, what are we going to say about Tfilas Kalim? Why were we not immediately commanded with the Melchama of Sichon and Og by Tfilas Kalim? Why were we not commanded until the Milchama of Midyan? This reason of Tvila sister doesn't apply. Again, Tvila you're doing because what you acquire from a guy requires Tvila. So that doesn't apply to the Jews. That only that doesn't apply to only to what you would take in Chutz Laretz. It always requires tevila. So this answer of the food was okay for the Jews to eat. So in Sichon and Og, but not in Midian. So therefore, you had to command them by Hagalah from Midian Beseder. But what about tevila? Tevila, they were chayv by Sichon and Og also, because anything we acquire from the Goyim is officially chayv in tevila. So why weren't we commanded earlier on tevila already by the Mor of Sichon and Og? So this he brings from the Chechen of Ergoin, who wants to be Metaretz Behekdem, with the following assumption, that the mitzvah of tevila is kli anikim and a goy as a tenai, and that is that the kli goes directly from the rishus of the Israel, from the rishus of the goy to the rishus of the Jew, without anybody in the middle. Mashen kein, if the goy dies first, and then it goes merishus nachri from to rishus Israel, it doesn't require tevila, because then there was a middleman. It was hefker in the middle, and therefore by milchemes midyan, that they left the women and children alive, so when the fathers died, the children and women inherited them, and then afterwards, when the Jews captured these kelim kibush milchama, they required tevilah, because it was always in the goy's rishus. There was nothing in the middle. That is when it came to milchemes midyan, that they left the women and children alive. But by milchemes sichon and og, that they killed everybody, it was hefker. They killed everybody, it's hefker, now they're taking the kelim. So since it's hefker in the interim, it's not chayv in tefila. That's the chap. So since it was already hefker in the interim, it's not going to be chayv in tefila. And that's why it wasn't commanded by the milchama of Sichon and Og, and only by the milchama of Midyan, because by Midyan, it went directly into the Jewish property, not by Sichon and Og. Ulefizeh. In our case, where we captured from the Arabs, so it could be that the Arabs saw the Jews coming, they ran, and they were ready mafgir their kelim. Oh, a lot of Arabs ran away and were mafgir their kelim, so it's not chayv in tefila, because in the interim it was hefker. It didn't go directly from the rishus of the goy to the rishus of the Jew. In the meantime, it was hefker. First, they were mafgir their kelim. So maybe it's not chayv in mitzvah tefila mitzad that. However, it's not mukhrich. The Beis Yosef says the name of the Goy Hashri, that if a Jew buys a kli from a goy, shelo letzorach suuda, it doesn't require tefila. And on that writes the Beis Yosef in the Ramah, that if a second Jew buys it from the first Jew letzorach suuda, it requires tefila for the second person. Now, if the chi of tefila is only when it goes directly from the goy to the Jew, without a hefsek rishus, so here there was a hefsek rishus, because you had the guy, he sells it to the Jew, not letzorach suuda, so it wasn't chayv in tefila, and now the Jew buys it from him, and we tell the Jew buying it letzorach suuda that it is chayv in tefila. Why is it chayv in tefila? In the interim it was owned by a Jew and it wasn't chayv in tefila, because he bought it not letzorach suuda. Only chayv in tefila is chayv if he bought it letzorach suuda. So you see from this chiddush of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, not like the Yisod of the Chechanover, that if in the interim it wasn't chayv in tefila, then when the Jew acquires it, it's still not chayv in tefila. No, you see that even on the interim it isn't chayv in tefila, because it's owned by a Jew, not letzorach suuda. Nevertheless, when the second Jew buys it, it is chayv in tefila. Could be, we could be darcha and say no, that maybe what he meant was that dafka hefshik shel rishus of a non-bar chiyuva. In other words, if in the meantime it belonged to Hefker, but here in the meantime it belonged to a Jew, so a Jew is a bar chiyuva, but Hefker is not. Maybe that's what he meant. But it's really difficult to be mechadesh without any rayas that if there's a hefsek rishus, that it's not chayv in tefila. What about the kasha? Why wasn't it commanded then by Milchemes Sichon and Og? We had a teretz to the kasha, because in the meantime it was made hefker. By Midyan it wasn't made hefker in the meantime, but by Sichon and Og it was, and therefore it isn't chayv in tefila by the Milchemes of Sichon and Og. So what are we going to do with that kasha? So first of all, there's some Rishonim who say that Tefilas Kelim is only Derabbanan. So only Derabbanan is not right at all. Aye, but what about those like the Ramban who hold that it's Taka D'Oraisa? So the Ramban isn't sure. V'libi maharo od lomer shatfila hazos medivrem v'amikra smachta asu osa. So he thinks, he says, maybe this tefila is only midrabbanan, and it's just an asmachta. You know what the Ramban could have said? The Ramban could have said, no, it's really doraisa. And because of my kasha, look, they didn't do tefila. We didn't learn tefila by the melchama of Sichon and Og because of this yisod. This yisod that in the interim it didn't belong to anybody. And Memela wasn't chayv in tefila, but he doesn't say that. He says that it's derabbanan. He says that it's derabbanan, but he doesn't prove. He doesn't say anything about this yisod that in the meantime it belonged to nobody, and that's why they weren't tovelit. So, therefore, the Ramban doesn't hold to this. A lot of times, if you have kashas the Rishonim ask and the Achronim come up with yisodos based on these kashas, and the Rishonim didn't bring up these yisodos, so that would seem to say that the Rishonim didn't hold of it. So it's hard to be mechadish halachas against Rishonim. So maybe the pashat answer is that you don't ask when mitzvahs were given. Mitzvahs were given at different times. Some mitzvahs were given in Mara, some mitzvahs were given in Ol Moed, some mitzvahs were given in Arvus Moav. Different mitzvahs were given at different times. So, therefore, you can't prove anything from the fact that by Sichon and Og they weren't commanded in Tefillah, and they were commanded by Milchemes Midyan, because you don't ask when mitzvahs were commanded. And what about the Ramban who did ask the Kasha by Tefillah, by Hagala? So the answer is maybe that by mitzvahs Hagala, it's not a chiddush din of Isser v'Heter. Hagalah is only Afrushim Esur. They already commanded at Sinai not to eat on kosher. And Hagalah is only to teach us that Tam Ki'ikr, like Rabbi Kiva holds. And therefore, according to the Ramban, the Tam Ki'ikr is Doraisa, it's Shver. Why weren't they commanded on Hagalah by the Mulcham of Sichon and Og? Because on the Etzem Isser, they were already commanded at Sinai. So now, you have to be Mafrish them Esur. You have to be told, no, you have to be Magalis Kalim. Because the Tam Ki'ikr. So make sure to kasher these Kalim. So that, the Ramban was bothered. Why weren't they already commanded by the Melcham of Sichon and Og? And he was Mataritz, but he was Mataritz, that by Sichon and Og, that's. Since that's Eretz Yisrael, so Memela, that doesn't require. That doesn't require Hagala, whereas Midyan does. But Mashenkein mitzvah tefilas kelim, that's a mitzvah chadasha. So that could be commanded whenever. Can't say why wasn't it commanded first by Melchemes Sichon and Og. A lot of mitzvahs were said later. V'anistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu, God has his reason. So therefore you can't build on this anaya din that hefsek rishus is mafkia from a mitzvah. Different mitzvahs are given at different times, and that's why they weren't commanded by Sichon and Og, and not because there was a hefsek rishus and therefore they're not chayv in tefillah. So this, I think, was a fascinating tshuva from the Heilige Har Tzvi in the Aridea, and we should be zelchet ha'akalumo du l'lamid lishmar v'lasis v'lakayim is called divrei salma terasa b'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sviyasim, hos beloved friends.